Radio Network. WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Well, the hot summer weather is here, and that means a dip in the pool or at the beach for a lot of us, but it also means a focus on learning how to swim and water safety. Over the past several weeks, we've seen several high-profile drownings, including the death of a toddler in a small blow-up kiddie pool just this week. Well, joining me to talk about this are Miriam Lynch. She is the assistant swimming coach at Howard University and coach of the nation's Capital Swim Team. Also joining us, Agnes Davis, president and CEO of Swim, 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 I say. If you have a question about swimming, water safety, now is the time to ask. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Miriam, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Agnes, good to talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's talk about basic swimming issues, first of all. We've discussed this on this program before, Miriam, where African Americans still seem to be very much behind when it comes to learning how to swim. Are we seeing more of them learning how to swim? And what's behind that, in your opinion?
Definitely. We are seeing an increasement of African Americans and Hispanics learning how to swim. The biggest spurt has been with the recent Olympics with Simone Manuel, and seeing actual a person winning a gold medal, seeing the hard work behind it, and being inspired to get into the pool and take it as a sport. So we do have that as one of the ways, and also just the enjoyment of all of aquatics. There's not just learning just the swimming aspect, but there's boating, there's surfing, there's scuba diving, and the ability and the access for that being available.
Agnes, what do you tell people when they say to you they want to learn how to swim, but they're afraid of the water? How do you encourage them to lose the fear of the water?
You know, that's a really good question, because I have to tell you, when I first started my company, I was seeing that a lot. And that's something that was never written in books as an instructor to study. So what I tell people, first of all, is you can learn how to swim no matter how frightened you are. You just have to find the right instructor and the right environment. And what I mean by that is you have to find someone that is very in tune to the fact that you cannot have this entire game plan in your head of what you're going to do, how fast you're going to do it with this person, da-da-da-da. You have to start where that person or that student is starting with. If just putting their foot in the water frightens them, you have to start with getting them comfortable putting their foot in the water. And it may sound so trivial, but believe it or not, by taking baby steps like that, you help this person grow and have a trust with you, the instructor, which is the most important thing. This person has to gain your trust. Mm-hmm. And you have to build a relationship for them to take their heightened fear and it become diminished.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about learning how to swim and water safety, how you can, of course, save your own life, save the life of others, and also the importance of paying attention when you're around swimming facilities. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Richard, calling from D.C. Richard, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. First of all, I'd like to say hello to everyone, and give my condolences to the family of the kid that passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say, you know, accidents are accidents in most cases, and sometimes you just can't prevent them. You know, we try to do the best we can. And my idea on that, as far as having situations where teaching a different dialogue would be a one-on-one case. So if you have a group of kids and they got their feet in the water and you got one kid in the water, I think you're going to need a person for every kid that you have. Mm-hmm. That would probably be the best preventative. Everybody has personality, a different personality. So making kids feel safer, you know, that's on the personality, and it helps.
Okay.
But sometimes you just can't change the personality of an individual.
Well, Richard, let me stop you there, because you did say something that was kind of interesting. You said, you know, you can't prevent it. Agnes, do you agree with that?
Yes. No, I don't. Absolutely not. Sorry, Richard, but I believe you can prevent it. How you prevent drowning is by swimming lessons. The CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, that is their biggest thing of how we can prevent drowning is by giving swimming lessons. Something Richard does bring up one-on-one. I only work one-on-one with people that are fear of water, autistic students, things such as that, because they do need that trust. But other children that aren't fearful of the water can have group lessons. So I believe it's not a recipe that is just across the board for everyone. You do have to look at individuals, and the instructor has to be smart enough to know that certain people cannot be in group classes and certain people can.
Miriam, you were nodding your head.
Oh, yes, I definitely agree that you do want to find the right mixture for your child when it comes to swim lessons. You know, you are working with a professional that is certified to teach the swim lessons, that's gone through a number of classes, and they'll be able to give you feedback on the needs for your child. I know here at Howard University, they do give free swim lessons and clinics by the swim team, and they do work on a group basis and an individual basis, based on the needs of the child.
How do you find out about that?
If you contact the head coach, Nick Askew, he has a number of information for you on getting to the free swim clinics.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about swimming safety, and water safety, what you need to watch out for. Lines are open if you want to give us a call. Agnes, I want to talk to you about something that couple of things real quick. First of all, earlier this week, as Richard just mentioned, here in the District of Columbia, we lost a toddler, 24 months old. He drowned in a blow-up wading pool where the water had to be maybe 6 inches deep. He was found face down at a daycare center, which has, by all accounts, a stellar reputation. First of all, how do you deal with that kind of situation when you're talking about water and toddlers?
Well, I'll tell you something. This is something very interesting. My father is an ex-New York City fireman for 32 years. He's much older now. And you know the big, buckets that are used actually for 5-gallon paint?
Yes.
Things such as that. If you notice, there's a warning on there that children can drown in those buckets in less than 2 inches of water because they flip over.
How is that possible?
Yeah, if you look at them, you'll see there is a warning on there, a child warning. The one thing is you have to have someone pay attention all the time. Even I hate when I see parents with those little floaty devices, like the little wings that blow up. Mm-hmm. They make me so nervous because I think they give parents a false hood of safety. You have to be attentive to your child 24/7. That is the only way, especially when they're small like that. You should have your hands on them at all times.
And
you know, I feel very bad for those parents, though, because I'm sure this is something they never thought would happen or could imagine, even in 6 inches of water. But actually, to be honest with you, little children like that can drown in less water than 6 inches.
Real quick, you probably heard this story out of Texas about a 4-year-old who died a week after swimming and the cause was called dry drowning. What is that?
I've heard of that, yes.
Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think it has to do with them swallowing a lot of water. And I believe, from what I can think of on the physiology of the lungs, because I do have a medical background, that it has to be something to do with, obviously, an oxygen deficiency once there gets to be so much water in the lungs, even though they may not present a problem immediately. It happens after, and it's upon autopsy, I believe, that they do find that cause.
Yeah, that's truly fascinating to me. Dry drowning, a very, very unfortunate situation. I know that we're going to lose you in a bit there, Agnes, but for those who are interested in Swim, 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 I Say, how can they find you?
Actually, we're on the web at swimswimswimisay.com. We have a Facebook. We are on Twitter. We're located out of the Bronx, but we have a lot of people that come from the Metro New York area for us. And what I just like to leave your listeners with is, please get swimming lessons. It is a preventative way to prevent drowning. And a lot of people don't know that African Americans are the greatest ethnic group to drown. We are 3 times greater to drown than any other ethnic group. So we do have a hill that we are climbing, but as your other guest has said, people are getting more accustomed to taking swimming. And I have to say the Olympics definitely made a difference. And I have to say parents are becoming smarter because they're changing their mindset.
Okay, well, Agnes Davis, President and CEO of Swim, 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 I Say, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. I'm going to take a break, but if you're on the phone, please stay with us. Tiffany in D.C., Deshaun also in D.C., 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Coming up, we're going to talk about how young should you start your child learning how to swim and exactly what goes into that process. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're talking about swimming. We'll be back in just a moment.